From Britney Spears to Lindsay Lohan, the Jonas Brothers and Taylor Swift, and of course, the infamous Miley Cyrus, Satan's bait and switch of building up innocent-looking child stars and watching them turn into blasphemous, sensual deviants has continued to be one of his playing cards, as the latest to be used in such a fashion is JoJo Siwa with her new music video for her song Karma, as she goes from YouTube and Nickelodeon sensation to a calculated, filthy, and explicit performer. Stay with us as we look at these and other stories on the 5:11 News. Welcome back to the 5:11 News. I'm your host, Chad Davidson of Good Fight Ministries. And on today's episode, we're going to be looking at the old bait and switch that seemingly has been very popular in Hollywood. And while many people are talking about quiet on the set and some of the disgusting behavior of the producers of people at Nickelodeon and also at Disney, the truth is many people are simply being used by Satan and people aren't even realizing it. But before we get into that, please make sure to like this video as well as subscribe to the Good Fight Ministries YouTube channel. And if you feel so led, leave a 5-star review. That just helps us to get these messages out as we warn people who might be, I guess you could say, persuaded by children's stars that they liked when they were younger or currently like right now. And when it comes to this very subject, as we begin to discuss it, JoJo Siwa is a young girl who got her stardom and fame from being pushed onto reality TV shows by her mother, who was a dance teacher. And then she began to make videos on YouTube and seeing the effects that it has. And interestingly enough, she actually did a TED Talk at 11 years old at a very local place to us, actually at Oaks Christian High School, right here in Westlake, right over the hill. And I actually watched it, and it was very interesting to see something, because we're going to be talking about a number of different stars where Satan has begun to use them when they are innocent, and not only affect them from the wicked people around them, but also use them to entice young people to then, when they switch over and become very devious and blasphemous, as we're going to see, it seems like they already have this following and it pushes so many of their fans to just continue to listen, to go pay a lot of money to go to their shows and be involved in their music, even though it's not so innocent anymore. And JoJo Siwa realizes just how much of an effect some of her posts on social media or music might have on her young, adoring fans. And this TED Talk she gave at 11 years old, which, by the way, is just ridiculous, was done at Oaks Christian School in Westlake, a good 10 minutes from this studio right here. And here is her discussing just how much of an impact she can have via social media.
Social media is a huge role in our lives today. Social media, I can't even tell you how important it is. It is like I'm on social media every day, and to think when I post something on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Snapchat, millions of people see it. I want to use that power to inspire people. I want to use that to make people feel good about themselves.
Now, of course, if that impact was good in some way, that would be awesome. And in fact, at some point, she came out publicly against people who were a bad example. And this is actually a little bit of a tiff that she got in on Twitter from posting about not being a bad example, but being a good example online.
Bad Barbie, aka Danielle Brucoli, on the other hand, another teen sensation, and JoJo aren't getting along.
And I was like, huh? Okay.
Bad Barbie made a viral wave when she first appeared as Bad Girl on Dr. Phil. Long story short, she may not be the best girl for young ones to look up to, whereas JoJo curates her image and messages to be safe for children to watch and look up to. A fan of JoJo tweeted about JoJo being a good influence and how Cash Me Outside Girl, aka Bad Barbie, was why kids become delinquents. The fan then posted photos of the two girls side by side. JoJo retweeted it and said, "I love being a positive role model, and I want everyone to know it's okay to be a kid and you don't have to worry about growing up so fast." This is when Bregoli got wind of this whole positiveness happening, with her being the bad guy, wrote, "Suck my
catch me outside, how about that?"
Without skipping a beat, JoJo wrote back, "Exactly my point."
But where does that lead us to now? At one point, she's coming against people being a bad example, but now she is bragging about doing something which she says never has been done before, and most people are pointing out, that's pretty ridiculous to make such a statement. I think this has been going on since Madonna's time. But nonetheless, a lot of people were frustrated with her in this clip because she basically says that, you know, she has, you know, they broke the mold with her. No one's ever done this. And people are like, a lot of people have done exactly what you're doing. You're just maybe a little more calculated than any of them specifically are.
This moment of making it very clear that we are going from child star to adult artist is very important to me. And I have wanted to take my time to make sure this moment is as perfect as possible. And this moment will come within the next
soon. I think the way you're looking at this, the way you're looking at this watch, I feel like by the time this interview is on the internet, we might.
I mean, this watch is non-existent, so honestly. Honestly, it's all in my pocket right now. Like, the amount of times I'm just like, yeah, I'm going to chuck this up. I did just post something of me mouthing something that I'm not supposed to be mouthing yet, but I was like, yeah, it'll be fine.
And we're so excited. I mean, we've seen artists do this from Britney and Slave for You, Miley Can't Be Tamed. Like, how is this era going to feel for you to just finally let it go and be who you authentically are?
That's been my most massive inspiration is no one has made this dramatic of a change yet. No one has made, in my generation, this extreme of a switch. And I am the first in the generation. It is very scary, but someone's got to do it.
Hey, and we can.
And there are people in my generation who have gone from child star to adult star in music world. Incredibly, super successful careers. But not this 180, and not making it apparent that it's a 180. And so I'm really grateful
to have
this moment.
You're giving me chills over here.
Now, we don't want to show too much of the song because I do believe that most of what she is trying to portray, most of it, she is trying to get your heads to turn and watch, whether it's to cast doubts on why anyone should ever watch such a I'll just start that part again. Now, we don't want to show too much of the video, but I want her to actually talk about it. The song is terrible. She took it from someone else. It's not even her own song. And the music video is supposed to be sensual. She came out at the age of 17 as a lesbian, and here she, you know, tries to look as demonic as possible in the music video, and she says openly about it that all of this, really, it doesn't matter if it's for the positive or the negative. She just wants people to turn their heads and watch.
With the island, I mean, I attribute that so much to the director, Mark. He made that vision come to life. We wanted to create some sort of animalistic, some sort of beast, some sort of up dance that really made people's heads turn. I think the biggest thing about this video, I don't care if people like it. I don't care if people hate it. But I want people to turn their head at it, and I want people to notice it, and I want people to say, oh, she did that.
Now, there was a couple of names that she had mentioned as she, you know, tries to push all of this junk onto many of her adoring fans that were young kids. I mean, who else is watching that other than weird perverts and young children that were watching JoJo Siwa on her YouTube channel or on Nickelodeon or anything else? And so obviously she is trying to transition them over to continue to follow her down this disgusting path. But there were two names that were mentioned that stuck out to me in the interview where she said she was going to be different and do something. No one's ever done what she's done. And that was Miley Cyrus and Britney Spears. And the first one I wanted to talk about was Britney Spears. And for someone my age, and I know a lot of the audience is around my age as well, who watches this show, Britney Spears came to stardom with Hit Me Baby One More Time. Now, I would say, just as if we looked at Ariana Grande and what Quiet on the Set has been exposing regarding Nickelodeon and some of the ways that the producers and writers and so forth put them in very suggestive positions in filming little children, which is disgusting, I think that there were already things, dressing her up in a schoolgirl outfit and dancing around, that was should have pointed to us, this is not so innocent. But Brittany had professed faith at one point, said that she was a Christian. Her family would have said the exact same thing. But then more recently has come out more blasphemous, not only blasphemous, but putting literal witchcraft books that have its foundation in Satanism on her Instagram. Also, she had literally recorded a audio message that she posted on her Instagram where she said she doesn't believe in God anymore because of all the things that have happened to her. A lot of people watched Brittany go from this cute young girl to shaving her head off to now dancing on Instagram with knives in her hand and freaking everyone out, saying, oh, what has happened to Brittany? But I would say that even more of the archetype for the more modern JoJo Siwas has to be none other than Miley Cyrus. Miley Cyrus was the star of Hannah Montana. And it did seem, for those who were watching what was going on, that her dad was almost using her in a way to re-catapult his career, as he was a one-hit wonder in his day with Achy Breaky Heart, which was his one-hit wonder. And then brings her up, and then next thing you know, he's singing this song called Old Town Road next to somebody who would eventually come out as a homosexual and do quite a bit of blasphemy in Lil Nas X. But during that time, what got him back into a place where he could be used in such a fashion for a song with Lil Nas X was the fact that Miley Cyrus was growing in popularity with Hannah Montana. But Miley would have controversy after controversy, whether it was the picture taken with her family as her dad and her are pictured by Annie Leibovitz. And in that picture, it looks like they're more of a couple than they are a daughter and a father. And also another picture with her with a sheet on that everyone said was so provocative. And then over and over again, she would have somebody actually take her photos from her phone. I believe it's from MySpace, actually hacked her and then posted those photos, one of which looked like she was kissing another or about to kiss another girl with a Twizzler. And so she really was marred in controversy, quite a bit of it, actually, over the course of her career. And there was something that happened that I found very interesting, because she was asked specifically in multiple interviews, how are you not going to go and have the situation that happened with Britney Spears, that had the situation that happened with Lindsay Lohan, where she was this cute child star and now she's getting caught with drugs and getting into lesbian relationships? How could you not fall into that? And listen to what she says. She says two main factors are the reason why she wouldn't fall into the same things that Britney Spears and Lindsay Lohan fell into.
So when you see Britney Spears and Lindsay Lohan and all that's happening for them, what do you feel for them?
In a way, I understand that it's hard. People, you know, will say, well, you're only 14. You're not getting the same pressures as them. It's like, yes, I am.
If you ain't having fun, it ain't working.
That's right. The moment that I see her not having fun and this thing becomes
work
and a job, then I'm going to be the first guy to say, baby doll, we got a big old farm waiting on us in Tennessee and a bunch of horses and some good dogs. Let's go to the house.
Miley, you're living here in California. You're 15 years old. You pick up the papers and every day practically you read about another young star, some of whom were Disney stars. How can you be certain that what happened to Britney and Lindsay and Jamie Lynn Spears won't happen to you? What will be the difference?
For me, as I know that some people don't have a family to fall back on like I have, and that's when something greater than even that comes in, and that's faith, and that's what I have. For me, is that's what keeps me strong.
Family and faith. Now, the family sadly broke up, and it's always a sad thing. God hates divorce for a reason. It's a horrible thing to happen to a family, to happen to children, to happen to that relationship. But also, she mentioned her faith. And a lot of people can look back to that and go, oh, okay, she was using that as a means to say, oh, this is why I won't fall into this. And now I can keep all of my fans because I'm mentioning faith. And she sort of had a coming out party already before she got into some of the more devious things that she would do in terms of her music videos and so forth. And she posted something that caught a lot of people's eyes. And it was actually a retweet of a Lawrence Krauss quote. She actually quoted Lawrence Krauss saying this, and I quote, "You are all stardust. You couldn't be here if stars hadn't exploded, because the elements, carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, all the things that matter for evolution, weren't created at the beginning of time. They were created in stars. So forget Jesus. Stars died so that you can live." Obviously, that's not a tweet from somebody who is loving Jesus to say, forget Jesus. And it doesn't seem like her faith helped her from going crazy, because it wasn't long after this that she would, I would say, break YouTube and break a lot of records with her song, We Can't Stop, which is one of the weirdest, most disgusting videos that you could try to watch. And it also pushes the drug Molly, or a lot of people would say it's ecstasy. And she pushed this drug on a lot of people that would to use this sort of thing. And then also had another song called Wrecking Ball, where she basically is just about naked on a wrecking ball. And not only that, it far exceeded any sort of sensual nature of her song, her picture with Annie Leibovitz. And she then also went down the rabbit trail of lesbian relationships, using drugs openly, as well as a number of other things, and kind of went down that track as well. And she's not the only one. There are a number of people that kind of follow this. In fact, Selena Gomez is another actress that started actually in Barney and Friends, and then eventually would be the star on Wizards of Waverly Place. And her stardom would grow, and she would eventually get into a relationship with Justin Bieber. And that was a very famous relationship between the two of them. And then eventually Selena Gomez would even begin attending Hillsong Church and even sing on the choir at Hillsong Church. Not that I think that is a very good idea, but having some sort of faith background is kind of interesting, because she would eventually also do the song, cover the song of Katy Perry called Rock God. And I want you to hear some of these lyrics, because they are not only blasphemous, but ultimately demonic. Preacher man walked into the club and he said, "Hey girl, can't you walk and not stray? Father, I'm torn and I'm selling my soul to the rhythm, the beat, and the bass. Cause I can't confess my rock and roll ways, cause I'm so possessed with the music he plays. I can't stop my feet from dancing to the sound of this drum. Oh no, I fell in love with my rock god. I can't keep my hips from swaying to his sweet melody. You see, I fell in love with my rock god. Preacher man took my hand and looked me in the eyes. He said, hey girl, can't you live your life right? Father, things aren't always so black and white. Don't cast the first stone, because I'm not alone. And it's not like I'm hurting anyone, but I can't confess my rock and roll ways." And Selena has had her own issues, not admitting why she was actually, or not discussing why she was in rehab, but has attended rehabs. People have noticed a lot of changes in her face and the way that she interacts. And she looks almost like a zombie half the time, sadly enough. And not only would she sing these songs, but she would even act in Only Murders in the Building. She embraces model turned actress Cara Delevingne and actually has a lesbian kiss with her. And it just seems like when it comes to what Satan tries to do with these young girls specifically, is getting them to go down this path of lesbianism to some degree for a lot of them, not all of them, but for a lot of them, it does seem like that is the case. And Cara Delevingne, as well as Selena Gomez, were a part of Taylor Swift's kind of squad. In fact, they're both in one of her music videos together as a part of her squad. And Taylor Swift is just another one that was one at one point singing Teardrops on My Guitar and being a Christian, even in private conversations that somehow get videotaped and leaked about her Christian faith, but then also singing songs now like Karma is a God, where she actually sings that, or even in her very, very latest album, mocking Christians that would try to quote unquote save her, and mocking Christians as well in other songs where she has trannies making out and mocking Christians in other ways, basically pointing that they're uneducated trailer park people and so forth. It's very, very, very strange. And she herself, not only going and following Satan's bait and switch plan, she actually dated one of the Jonas Brothers. And Joe Jonas, she, at least most people believe, she wrote at least 6 songs about him in her own version of her burn book, a la Mean Girls and Lindsay Lohan. And it's kind of interesting because the Jonas Brothers themselves, just like Miley Cyrus, just like Britney Spears, just like JoJo Siwa, just like Taylor Swift, they themselves at one point seemingly made it look like they were Christians and were popular because of their promise rings and so forth and their innocent songs. But eventually, the Jonas Brothers would not only jettison that whole thing, but would also, actually, one of the Jonas Brothers, you can actually see him wearing a shirt with, guess who? Satanist Aleister Crowley, right on the front of it. And another Jonas Brother would actually marry Deepak Chopra, yeah, the guru, his daughter, over and over again, pushing people away from biblical Christianity over to the occult and over to nonsense. And this just seems to be the MO, that Satan will take people that are innocent, not only innocent, but at some point, or look innocent at least, but at some point even make a profession of faith in Christ. And then, bam, he starts having them push his agenda on the very people that were following them. And this brings me to a very important point, because we see this happening, the allure of it. And one of the things that all of these artists, all of these child stars are really good at is continuing to get fans to believe in them, continuing to point to their fans as, you're mine, right? You could be Katie's cats, right? You could be a Swiftie. You could be part of the Bay Hive with Beyonce. And it's almost like, hey, I'm choosing you, right? You're a fan of mine, but I'm choosing you. You are so important to me. And what's interesting, because we could read through the Bible, and specifically, I believe when you read through the book of Proverbs, you see this battle between, and I believe it culminates in chapter 9, in terms of that introduction of the first 9 chapters of the book of Proverbs, but giving you these 2 places to feast from. You could feast at the table of wisdom or feast at the table of folly. And one of the clearest personifications of falling into the trap of folly is found in Proverbs chapter 7. And I want to read some of this because when I read this, I think about young, impressionable, naive children that are turning on YouTube, that are turning on Nickelodeon, that are turning on Disney, and they're watching their stars, and they do not even realize the effect they're having them, that there's a reason why JoJo Siwa could sell at Claire's bows for her hair because girls saw her wearing a bow and wanted to wear it. There is a reason why they pay millions and millions of dollars for people to drink Pepsi on a commercial, because they know, guess what? Their fans are going to want to drink Pepsi as well. And so we realize the effect that this can have. And when I read in Proverbs chapter 7, it's not just to be applied to sexual promiscuity, but also I believe when you look at Proverbs and you understand the personification and the way that the author of Proverbs, Solomon right here, is using it, we need to recognize that there's a battle going on, and these naive ones that they're going after, just as much as he's walking in the wrong place that he shouldn't be, so many young people are clicking in the wrong place they shouldn't be, and they're looking for guidance in all of the wrong places. And watch how the woman of folly entices the young, naive man in Proverbs 7. For at the window of my house, I looked out through my lattice, and I saw among the naive, and discern among the youth, a young man lacking sense, passing through the street near her corner, and he walks along the way to her house, in the twilight, in the evening, in the middle of the night, and in the darkness. And behold, a woman comes to meet him, dressed as a prostitute and cunning of heart. She is boisterous and rebellious. Her feet do not remain at home. She is now in the streets, now in the public squares, and lurks by every corner. She seizes him and kisses him. And with a brazen face, she says to him, I was due to offer peace offerings. Today I have paid my vows. Therefore, I have come out to meet you, to seek your presence diligently, and I have found you. Before I continue reading here, notice, I have found you. You're the one that I have found. And this is a naive one going in a place, not only at the wrong time, but in the wrong place that he shouldn't be. And this is where she comes to greet him and to meet him and to entice him. I have spread my couch with coverings, with covered linens of Egypt. I have sprinkled my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come, let us drink our fill of love until morning. Let's delight ourselves with caresses. For my husband is not at home. He has gone on a long journey. He has taken a bag of money with him. At the full moon, he will come home. With her many persuasions, she entices him. With her flattering lips, she seduces him. Now notice, she offers all these things to him. And notice how she says, let us have our drink our fill in love. And notice that the love here is obviously not the love. It's really of the lust. It is not the love that is described in 1 Corinthians 13. It's not the love that is truly given to us when we see the person of Jesus Christ and how he interacted with the world. It is not the love that as Romans chapter 12, verse 9 says, that we are to love without hypocrisy, hate that which is evil, and cling to that which is good. It is not that love. It is a lie. It is a love given as a definition that is not the love from the scriptures. And that is exactly what the world will entice people with. A love that is not the true love that the Bible describes. A love that is not the one that God has for us, that agape love. This is a love built on lust and passions that are youthful, that we need to flee from. Fleeing from these youthful lusts, enticed by everything that might come our way because we happen to be clicking on the wrong things. And guess where this is going to lead? And at the beginning of this very text in Proverbs, the verses that begin this chapter in 7 are warning the son to make sure to harbor the wisdom that he is giving him, because this is what is going to befall him. And when we get all of these warnings, and guys, especially we have fathers, mothers, letting your child just freely go on YouTube and hope that these young people making videos will be okay for them and that they're going to be a good influence. Do not put your trust in any man. It is absolutely ridiculous. Give them the wisdom of the scriptures. Give them the wisdom that comes through the word of God, or otherwise they will be enticed by these things. They will be enticed. Satan knows how to get after them. It's not an accident that I could go on and on and on. Anytime I make one of these videos, well, you forgot about Demi Lovato and you forgot about Ariana Grande, where she put herself in a position where she is Jesus at the Last Supper. I could go on and on and on and on and on with, well, my daughter or my son was watching them, Drake and Josh, or was watching them on Sweet Life and Zach and Cody, was watching them on all these shows on Nickelodeon and Disney and so forth. And now look at where they are. Guys, it's not an accident. We need to have wisdom here. We need to recognize what will be their end if they follow them down this path, because where they are going. And here's what he says. Suddenly he follows her, and as an ox goes to the slaughter, or as one walks in ankle bracelets to the discipline of a fool, until an arrow pierces through his liver, as a bird hurries to the snare, so he does not know that it will cost him his life. Now therefore, my sons, listen to my mouth and pay attention to the words of my mouth. Do not let your heart turn aside to her ways. Do not stray into her paths. For many are the victims she has brought to ruin, and numerous are all those slaughtered by her. Her house is the way of Sheol, descending into the chambers of death. Do not go her way. Know that even if you liked these stars and you thought they were innocent or whatever it was, as a young person or allowing young people in your life that you're trying to disciple to go this way, if you have fallen to this, guys, run away from it. Run away from it, because that's where it's going to lead. Do not follow them in this way, because guess what? It will end up in hell. And Jesus Christ died for your sins according to the scriptures. He rose again on the third day according to the scriptures. And guess what? If you cry out to him, you will be delivered from all of these devices of Satan, from all of these vices of sin, from all of this lust, and from everything that Satan is trying to take you away from. If you turn to Jesus Christ, follow the wisdom of his word, you will be looking at that with disgust as you should, and then you will begin to pray for the very people we have been talking about today. If you don't know Christ, turn to him now. And if you do know Christ, jettison all this junk and start really trusting in the one true God, reading his word, and walking in it. This has been Chad Davidson, and this is the 511 News.
The 511 News with Chad Davidson has been brought to you by Good Fight Ministries, bringing you news and commentary from a Christian perspective. This show can be heard every Friday wherever podcast shows are available, or visit 511news.org. Thank you for joining us, and we look forward to being with you next week on the 511 News.